Hello, this is Tom Chadwick from Merrill Lynch. On the beginning of the call, you mentioned that EBITDA margins were climbing their way back to historic levels, and that you still had some way to go. But you kind of implied that you could imagine a day when they could return to the 30% level. Is that a reasonable assumption, or is that do you think too optimistic?
I think that this would not be true for the group as a whole, because we are a slightly different business than 5 years ago. 5 years ago it was just Gazeta Wyborcza and nothing else. However, in terms of Gazeta itself, if the market continues to grow, and if we don't have any more market disruptions in terms of new entrants, so if the status quo stays as it is, with growing advertising market, I don't think it would be impossible. I cannot guarantee that this would happen, but I don't think it's unachievable.
Right. Can I just ask one follow-up question? Clearly, we're in a situation where the advertising market is bouncing back from what has been a very deep recession in Poland. During that kind of bounce back period, you've been quite cautious in terms of the outlook for the market. Do you get a sense now that the advertising market can grow, another year at these kind of levels, or do you think it kind of has to, sort of stabilize now back down at the kind of 5 or 6% level? Do you get a sense of, whether we're kind of peaking in terms of the growth rate?
I think that this year it was just a bounce back on a very low level. Next year it will depend on domestic consumption. I can only look at data for May and June this year, when domestic consumption finally started to accelerate substantially. It grew 8% in May and 10.5% in June. So we are basically depending on those numbers. If they can stay at the level of 8 to 10%, then we would be quite confident that advertising market would be as good next year as this year.
Okay, thanks very much.
Good afternoon, this is Grzegorz Lityński from KBC Securities. I wonder if you could give me some more information with regard to growth in operating costs. With regard to press and internet segment, the raw materials, energy and consumable costs grew by 53% in the second quarter compared with the second quarter last year. What was behind this?
You are looking at the total segment, newspapers and internet, yes?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. And you are looking for raw materials, energy and consumables. Okay. Basically, in this caption, we book the cost of printing of the books. Therefore, there is substantial increase also, because there was an encyclopedia project and 20th century literature, and now we are beginning 19th century literature, which did not happen in the second quarter of 2004. I mean, it just happened at the end of June. Therefore, there was very little cost associated in the second quarter of 2004. So that's the reason.
That's fair enough. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hello, this is Małgosia Soligowska from UBS, London.
Hi, Małgosia.
Hi. I've got a question about CapEx. How can you update us on the CapEx spend, what you expect for this year? And also, I understand that you're now expecting extra 10 million CapEx related to the outdoor business. When is that going to be spent, in 2005 or 2006, please?
Okay, in terms of CapEx, it's very, as you see, it's very low. And now our biggest segment that is spending most on CapEx is actually outdoor business, and we are very pleased that we will have to spend this 10 million, because this will secure our position in the city light business, which for us is quite crucial. We have 2/3 of a market share in this business, and when you look at Western markets, with the development of the outdoor markets, usually street furniture, which is basically these bus shelters and city light panels, are one of the most important components of the outdoor business. Also, we will spend some money on IT. We have to we establish a program of upgrading our desktops and also some software, and therefore there will be some spending on IT. Maybe I will give the floor to Jarosław Szaliński, our CFO, who will explain you more about CapEx on IT.
We plan to replace our desktops we think that this year it will be about 25% of our desktop replaced. It was not planned last year. The project appeared and was evaluated in the second quarter of 2006. So this is something also which we would like to mention. And the level expected is between 5-7 million.
Thank you. And can I just ask one follow-up question as well, please? With regards to the projects that you've got online at the moment, do you expect that you are going to bring new projects after these ones have finished?
In terms of special projects?
Yes.
We have just announced today, we have released information to the press that in autumn we will have two more projects. One is fairy tales for children that we will do in cooperation with one of our magazines. And the second one is travel guides to the most interesting places in the world. And this will be in association with the brand of Gazeta Wyborcza. So now we have a special department that is constantly working on new projects like that. So we will have new projects, and this will be continued activity. However, looking at our experience and the experience of our Western colleagues, there are no better projects of this kind than Encyclopedia in terms of magnitude of sales and profitability. Therefore, we have already done Encyclopedia, which means that in the second half and in the future, it will be difficult to repeat the magnitude of this revenue.
Okay, but it's fair to assume that indefinitely you will continue some kind of project in 2006.
I mean, we will continue definitely in 2006 and until such projects sell.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, if there are no further questions, then I would like to thank everybody for participating in this conference, and I wish you a very nice holiday, at least for those of you that didn't have a holiday yet, and we are looking forward to having a next conference call with you or seeing you in person in our company. Thank you very much. Goodbye.